land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll take a short fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Veteran Day, Friday, November 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Andrew Huff, and I want to introduce him to you and get a little bit of background information. Andrew, if we could start off with your short life bio, where were you born? Where did you go to school? Who's your family? Give us the basics here in the first very short, probably four-minute segment now.
Sure. Well, good morning, Randy. Thank you for having me on your show. So I grew up in a suburb of Minneapolis, Minnesota, or a suburb of Minnesota near Minneapolis called Blaine. My education background, my career is a little strange for being a doctor or a scientist. I was actually in the Minnesota Army National Guard. I did two deployments with the U.S. Army as part of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom as an infantryman. And after that, I got degrees in psychology. My master's degree is in engineering and security technology and high performance computing. And my PhD is in emerging infectious disease epidemiology, which is a division of public health.
And during that journey, now, when you say infantry, you're talking about the guys on the ground carrying the rifles, kicking in doors, correct?
Absolutely. That's what I volunteered to do. I actually wanted to be a Green Beret, go into special operations, and I just didn't have that opportunity in the National Guard. And in my second tour of combat, I had a change of heart about being a career officer, actually. So I went and enlisted. And I performed so well on my second tour of duty in Iraq that they nominated me to go to Officer Candidate School. They call that a Mustang. And, your opinions about things change over time. I really wanted to be a career officer, but my passion at that time changed to science. So I left the military and went into science.
Yes. And then leading down that road, getting a medical degree, becoming a medical doctor, you actually then was recruited, if you will, to work for the federal government.
That's absolutely correct. So when I finished my master's degree in 2011, my master's degree is national security focused, and I was going to work in corporate America, take a corporate job in security. And my master's committee came to me. I finished top of my class, and they really heavily pressured me to go and get a PhD in public health. And, you know, I really didn't want to go back and back to school, so to speak, after finishing a master's degree. I was a non-traditional student. I was 28. You know, I wanted to go make some money.
Sure.
And they had me go meet with this team of advisors that were working with the Department of Homeland Security. And so all my dissertation research for my PhD, so I'm not an MD, I'm a PhD, was focused on trying to prevent people from intentionally contaminating the food supply. So basically bioterrorism, biowarfare, chemical warfare, toxins through the food supply. So I became an expert in this niche area. And I started spending a significant amount of time out in Washington, D.C., usually about 3 to 4 days per month as part of getting my PhD. And they were basically grooming me to be a Dr. Anthony Fauci type biosecurity. And I was so successful at this program, I finished the PhD in 2.5 years, which is pretty unheard of, and had my research all published. And the government came to me and asked me where I wanted to work. And I chose this place called Sandia National Laboratories, which is in New Mexico. Their primary focus is developing nuclear weapons. But I basically started working for all the three-letter agencies as a bioterrorism pandemic public health expert.
Got it. Well, I want to thank you for your service here, especially on Veterans Day. And also, I want to commend you on your education and all the accomplishments that you were able to so quickly obtain. And I want to continue on, stay through the break with us. We've got more questions. Introducing Dr. Andrew Huff to the audience. I'm Trekker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, staying on through the break, is Dr. Andrew Huff. He's going to be speaking in St. Ignace this coming Monday. at the meeting there that Roxanne Dufort and other folks have put together. And then next night on Tuesday, he's going to be speaking in Sault Ste. Marie there at the True North Patriots meeting that Melanie Greenfield put together. And as soon as we can get the dogs under control, Andrew will be joining us back in. I understand totally what he's having to deal with the animals there in their remote location in northern Michigan up there in the UP. So, Andrew, whenever you're able to get back with us, I greatly appreciate that. I know he's probably putting them outside.
Yeah, sorry about that. One of my coworkers from this whole experience of being a COVID whistleblower here, I'm going to go check on the dog. Give me 2 seconds.
Sure.
I kind of walked off. I don't want to have this dog barking on the radio.
All right, sounds good. All right, we'll stand by with Andrew. And one thing you have to understand, I met Andrew, was introduced to Andrew through Melanie Greenfield. She's actually part of True North Patriots. And again, she's going to have him speaking at their event this coming Tuesday night. We'll get all the details and be able to send you flyers, find out that information, and get you guys basically able to attend the meeting. Again, Monday night in St. Ignace with Dr. Andrew Huff, and then Tuesday night with the True North Patriots up there in Sault Ste. Marie. So we'll be able to get all the information about those meetings, the locations, the times, and be able to go and see him in person. He is going to be their keynote speaker, both on Monday night and Tuesday night. So, Andrew, I wanted to ask you, so as these people came to you and, like you said, recruited you, they wanted you to work with Dr. Anthony Fauci or be part of the CDC. Explain that what you were saying previously before the break.
Yeah, sure. So as part of this PhD that I obtained at the University of Minnesota at the School of Public Health, I was placed into a research center funded by the Department of Homeland Security.
Okay.
And so all my dissertation research was national security, biological, public health focused. And through that process, I was presenting my research to all these different three-letter agencies and being basically a part of an expert being groomed to be in this community. So after completing that program, when the government came to me, they asked me, you know, if I wanted to work in the State Department, the CIA, or this top secret laboratory. And I chose the top secret laboratory. Well, after working there for about a year and a half, I got sick of working in the national security space. My work was being increasingly classified. I couldn't talk about it. And eventually what can happen is you get trapped there as a scientist, and it becomes very difficult to go back to academia. So I started looking for new work while working at Sandia on my classified computer. And the first place I found was this place called EcoHealth Alliance. So EcoHealth Alliance is the organization that funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I was hired as a senior scientist there, and eventually promoted to being an executive. So I had a firsthand seat to all this gain-of-function work that was taking place.
Okay, and I'm gonna stop you right there. I've heard that term used. I've seen it in reports I've read. Can you explain to the audience what gain-of-function is?
Yes, it has a very simple definition. It's any time that you enhance the pathogenicity, the virulence, the transmissibility, or the environmental persistence of a pathogen or infectious agent. In lay terms, basically you're making pathogens, viruses, bacteria, toxins more lethal, more transmissible, easy to make it making it more contagious. And that was the type of work we were engaged in at EcoHealth Alliance.
So this would be basically research into the ability to use viruses or other type of mechanisms as a weapon to weaponize it. Would that be a good, accurate description of your kind of work?
Well, that wasn't specifically my work. So my work at EcoHealth Alliance, I was actually developing machine learning, which is often called artificial intelligence, to process digital signals from the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, to digitally detect infectious disease outbreaks, and then make forecasting models. So that was my portfolio work. But what happens when I'm promoted to executive, I'm brought on to all these other bigger projects, including the projects that were doing the gain of function work.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, as an executive, you have all sorts of different responsibilities. You know, they dramatically increase when you're a scientist. You sit in all the other aspects of the business, fundraising, finances, operations, management. And the organization had a matrix, is what they call it, a type of management strategy where people from different departments worked across projects.
Gotcha.
So I had my fingers in a lot of different pies. And one of the projects that I was brought onto was called PREDICT, which was funded by the United States Agency for International Development. So everyone thinks that Dr. Anthony Fauci was the one that was actually pushing for this gain of function work, but it actually began before Dr. Anthony Fauci was involved with this USAID agency. And I have all the documents to prove that. I've released it. I gave them to Congress. They haven't done anything with this. It's very frustrating. But what we've been told, and even what's made in the mainstream media, is not entirely accurate.
Now, let me ask you this point, because you mentioned the funding, if you will, of the Wuhan lab in Wuhan, China. Clarify for the audience your information that you saw firsthand, that you were a part of, that you have actually documented in your book talking about Wuhan. How did that play into what you experienced while working under this program?
Yeah, that's a great question, Randy. So when I first come into Equal Alliance, I'm working and focusing on my work and trying to bring funding, and I bring in about $6 million real quickly for my work, and I actually make Equal Health Alliance profitable for the first time in a while. Due to that success, and once I'm promoted to executive, I'm added to the PREDICT program. And the PREDICT program was mainly telling everyone that they were going to go around the planet and sample and collect rare coronaviruses, and then use those viral samples to make predictive forecasts about pandemics. Well, once I'm assigned to the project, I'm an expert. I'd like to be the best at what I do. So I start reading all the technical manuals and documents and all the peer-reviewed publications, and I quickly assess that there's no way that they can actually predict or forecast pandemics from this viral research and sample collection that they're doing. So using the funding from that project, then they started doing gain-of-function work gain-of-function research with Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina in partnership with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And what's interesting about the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the history, so Stephen Bancel, who is the CEO of Moderna, actually helped the Chinese with France to build the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In the national security community, before I went to Equal Alliance, it was well known that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the Chinese Communist Party's laboratory for bioweapons development. Now, there's some gray area in the law around bioweapons development, because there's a bioweapons convention of 1972. And in that convention, and all the nations that agreed to this treaty, it says that you cannot make biological weapons, but you can engage in gain-of-function research to make medical countermeasures. And medical countermeasures are basically vaccines, drugs like remdesivir, and other products to respond to an attack. But it's sort of a catch-22, because you can't make the medical countermeasure like an mRNA vaccine for the biological agent unless you make the agent first. So this is the big policy problem that we have to this day. And it's a loophole. And so while I was working at EcoHealth Alliance, there was a series of accidents and near misses in these gain-of-function laboratories and with biological agents and toxins in 2014 and 2015. And the Obama administration ceases function or work on federal funding on all this work, puts a pause on it until they can get a better policy in place. Simultaneously, while that pause went into effect at EcoHealth Alliance, the gain-of-function work that we were doing with Wuhan Institute of Virology was granted an exception. And that exception is really shady. And we continue doing the gain-of-function work at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, despite this ban being in place.
Gotcha.
And my boss, Dr. Peter Daszak, is allowed to rewrite the rules of basically saying how this was not gain-of-function work, to have the work continued while everything else had been frozen. And Dr. Anthony Fauci's office, basically at NIH, approves of that.
Now, let me ask you this question. Did you have any direct contact or any communications, even emails, meetings, phone calls, conference calls, Zoom meetings? Did you ever actually have any direct contact with Anthony Fauci?
I think I actually met him in passing a couple times at various meetings I attended in D.C. I did have quite a bit of contact with his number two, which was Dr. David Morins, while I was employed at Eco Health Alliance. So Dr. David Morins, who's been in the news recently for using burner phones and private emails around this, the fraud that is COVID. So I did interact with him quite a bit and other NIH officials, but not Dr. Anthony Fauci himself.
Gotcha. All right, very good. Now, I want to talk about your book and the name of it and how people can get a copy of it, because you have the entire story in the book, and I highly recommend that people buy the book. Andrew, you sent a copy of it to me, and I haven't read chapter 20 yet, but I'm going to do it this weekend. But talk about the book and how people can get a copy of your book.
Sure. So thanks to Skyhorse Publishing, you can get a copy of the book almost anywhere. So if you go online to Walmart or Target or Amazon, you can basically get this at any online retailer. If you want to help support me in the fight, you can go to andrewhuff.com. It's spelled H-U-F-F. And I offer signed copies for $100. And really, I've lost a couple $100,000 over the past year fighting the government, which we'll probably discuss. But that'd be the most helpful. But if you just want to copy the book, you can get it on Amazon. You can also get audio copies of the book if you like to listen to books. I think they're like $3 or $4. So the actual book, I think, is about $22 now.
What is the title of the book?
The Truth About Wuhan, How I Discovered the Biggest Lie in History.
Whoa. And no wonder the New York Times do not want to put you on there as their bestseller, and others have boycotted your book. And basically, the mainstream media doesn't even want to talk about your book.
Well, it's interesting. So I actually got onto Fox News with Sean Hannity once, and then I've been on Jesse Waters' program a couple times. And early on, I think the government and the intelligence community and some crooked politicians got me on Fox News because they thought everything that I was going to say sounded crazy. And I did actually very well on my Fox News appearances, and my book sales shot through the roof. And then they stopped inviting me onto Fox News because I was talking too much truth about the vaccine and SARS-CoV-2 development. They really, you know, since the ownership change and other things, the mainstream media really doesn't want to hear what I have to say anymore.
Right. Well, again, give the title. I got two people texting me. He said the title too fast. What's the title of the book again?
The Truth About Wuhan, How I Discovered the Biggest Lie in History.
Biggest Lie in History. The Truth About Wuhan would be enough. I'm sure if you go to Amazon or any of the booksellers, you'll be able to find it. Just Google it. Dr. Andrew Huff, H-U-F-F. Andrew, we've got so much more to talk about. Unfortunately, I've got a bomb in the hour news break. I have another guest lined up in the next hour. So would you be willing to come back on the show?
Absolutely. I'd love to come back and talk with you more.
All right, good. I have the flyer. Melanie Greenfield just texted it to me for her event on Tuesday. It's going to be up at Sault Ste. Marie. It's been moved to a new location for you True North Patriots listening out there. It's the CC Hall, 201 Sheridan Drive, Sault Ste. Marie. Andrew is going to be there as the keynote speaker. Doors with Bible study opens at 5:30, dinner at 6, and the meeting starts at 6:30 this Tuesday, November 14th. So, Andrew, thank you so much for being on the show today. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you, Randy. This has been great.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.